Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning into my show. Today with me, I have Trevon Taylor. He is a public speaker, outstanding public speaker. He's also an author of a bestseller book called Success Chasing You. It's a New York bestseller, and he's also an entrepreneur. He's an amazing guy. And Trevon, how are you today? And thank you for coming on.
No problem. I am great, Kathy, so I'm having a great time. Thank you so much for having me on. And how are you?
Wonderful. Enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having here in sunny Utah.
Oh, as well awesome.
As well as I'm from California, having it as well. And also, mm-hmm. to tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell my listeners just a brief introduction about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm an author, best-selling author. I'm an international speaker. I travel all around the world. I'm teaching on a lot of subjects that's dealing with, obviously, success principles, powerful success principles. I'm on a current tour right now called the Think and Grow Rich World Tour, where we're teaching people about the fundamentals of success and the principles of success and how to apply these principles into their lives so they can create the lives that they want. So that's pretty much what I do now. I'm from Los Angeles, California, where I'm calling from right now, sunny Los Angeles, Southern California. and I pretty much grew up here. I was in the Marine Corps for 12 and a half years. I learned a lot there. I joined the Marine Corps when I was only 17 years old, very young man. But that's where I did a lot of my growing up. And from there, I ended up being an executive protection agent after 12 and a half years in the Marine Corps, went to 3 combat tours in Iraq. I learned a lot there about leadership and a lot of powerful life principles that I learned from that point that really carried over into my business and into my thought process and helping other people find success and through all of these principles, because everything that I went through really prepared me to where I am today, to where I can help so many other people. So I was an executive protection agent for about 3 years, traveled around the world doing that, then ended up in law enforcement. So I was in law enforcement for a few years, and that's where I really started pushing to really develop myself and to put all of everything I've learned through my life in a book, and that's what pretty much brought me here today. So that's what I am. That's what I've done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to let my listeners know that how I met you, you were here in Salt Lake City to put on a huge program on the event. It was the Rich Quick. What was it called again?
The Think and Grow Rich.
Yes, Think and Grow Rich. That is an amazing program. Yeah. It was outstanding. And I just want to let everybody know, you are so nice and sweet. Aww. You're like everybody's buddy. But then when you're on stage, you turn into a whole different person. And it's dynamite. It's outstanding. I'm like, dang, who is this guy? But you presented yourself very well, and I can see where you're an international public speaker. And the book is excellent. It's easy reading for anybody in business, wants that nighttime book, the curl up to, or an afternoon curl up to. It is really, it's easy reading. You can get it done in 2 to 3 days, because sometimes, books are easy reading. Sometimes you ponder on them. So, thoughts and your free thoughts and stuff. But it's on Success Chasing You. And it's outstanding. It's like, again, it's simple reading, but yet it makes you stop and ponder. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
On some of the topics. And I was really impressed with that and impressed with your public speaking. You're dynamite. You know how to get the audience going and you got them tune into you. And to your message.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. And I was just, and then when I meet you on the side, you're just like, hi, Kathy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's a different guy. But it's good. It's sweet. I like that. You know, you know how to present yourself on stage. And tell me a little bit about, you know, what drove you to personal development space? I mean, what drove you? Well, let's put it this way. What drives you?
Right. Well, you know, I can say a lot of that started when I was in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade? Come on.
Yes.
Only 14 well, then. Okay.
Well, it started, well, in the fact that when I was in the fourth grade, I was teased really bad. I was teased horribly. I didn't have any friends in the fourth grade. I was in, my parents put me in this specific public school. I grew up kind of in a tougher neighborhood. And my father was a preacher, was a pastor of a church, and my mom was my Sunday school teacher, and I was kind of sheltered growing up, but we grew up in a tough neighborhood. And so one specific year in fourth grade, my parents sent me to this public school that was right down the street, you know, with some of these kids that are probably not of the best, you know, upbringing themselves just because of the area, you know, they lived in. So they were kind of, you know, gang kids and things of that nature. And so me being, you know, the young, you know, young, nice boy, you know, I got picked on. I got picked on really bad. And I can actually remember the time where it was a bunch of kids and they held me down and they took turns walking on me on the floor while some of them on the ground while the others were holding me down. Yeah. And I mean, that actually really affected me so much and during that whole year. And so I never told my parents about this incident that happened to me. And it was because I was ashamed of, you know, letting them know that this happened. And it was a big disturbance, you know, when that happened on that specific day. And they thought that I was part of causing a ruckus, and I ended up getting suspended as well because I didn't want to say what happened to me because I was ashamed of it. But this experience, that whole year, caused me to go into this, you know, this mindset of me not being much, very, very low self-esteem. And it lasted all the way up through high school. Until I got to a point where, you know, at 17 years old, I was recruited to join the United States Marines. And a lot of people looked at me like, what? Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, I knew I needed to do something different. I knew I needed to do, I couldn't keep going down the same path of having the low self-esteem and, you know, feeling like I was, you know, trying to keep attention away from me because I didn't want to feel the pain again of being teased or being looked at as an outcast. And I knew I had to do something to change my self-esteem because that's one of the things the recruiter had promised, like, hey, your self-confidence is going to raise tremendously, you know, and being, you know, one of the few and the proud, you know, of the Marines. Mm-hmm. And that was something that really attracted me. So when I joined the Marine Corps, I started realizing that I can do. I started really having the mindset of accomplishment. And that really actually opened the door for so much more accomplishment. And so now when I see where I was and where I came from, you know, I became a leader in the Marines. I went to Iraq. I had to lead Marines in combat with confidence. And I just had this urge to make sure to spread the word that, you know, you can change, you can create the life that you want. There's, you know, it's not over just because you're feeling like you're down now or you have bad experiences before. And so because I made that decision to personally develop myself, to grow myself, to pull myself out of this mental rut, I wanted to help people, not just around in my little neighborhood and my friends and my kids, but everyone, as many people as I can possibly reach. And that was one of my main drivers, to let people know they can achieve, you know, anything that they want when they set their minds to it. They change their atmosphere, change their mind, and they can create a new life and new beginnings.
It sounds like someone's watching over you. You seem to be more, I think it's because of your upbringing, because of your parents. And then, of course, what happened to you in high school or, you know, from fourth grade up. You became more of a sensitive person, and then you went into this tough military. I mean, come on, the Marines tough. It's not like absolutely. The others. And when you're a Marine, like, you know, you couldn't pick Navy or Air Force, right? It had to be this is kicky a little bit more. But anyway, but you turned it around and made it more, you know, positive. It's like giving me lemons and I'll make lemonade.
That's what you did.
And I think that's amazing, and that makes you who you are today. I think that really helped. And then, you know, you're still young, and you still got this whole future still ahead of you. And tell me about how did this market your business?
Well, as far as like my business goes, my business, the name of my business is Living in Oneness, Lion. Lion is I call it for short. It's a really great, great logo, great name. I love it. And plus, I'm a Leo. My birthday is in August, and I always had a big fascination with lions because it represents royalty. It represents strength. It represents bravery. You know, it represents being on the hunt. You know, going for what you want. And so, that's why I named my company Living in Oneness or Lion. Now, living in oneness, what it means is, like, whatever you want to accomplish in life, whatever you want to do, first of all, I mean, the very first principle of Think and Grow Rich is have a burning desire, right? You have to, that's principle number one. There are 13 principles. So when you look at that, you know, having a burning desire for something, you become focused on that thing. This is what I want. I need to focus on it. But the problem is with so many people, is they might want something, but they allow all these other aspects in their lives to distract them from it. Other areas in their lives are not in cohesion with helping them accomplish this specific goal. So say, for instance, if you want to, you want to accomplish one thing, or this is something you want, you know, your life to turn into, or this is what you want to get in out of your life, but yet you have a significant other or you have a job that's pulling you in the other direction. It's taking your attention away from it. It keeps distracting you and taking you and pulling you away. So now sometimes we have all these different things in our lives. You know, the people that we hang around with is a very big thing. You know, sometimes our significant others, obviously very huge. You know, we make a choice by having a significant other that does not support our dreams, that doesn't support, you know, what we want to accomplish. And therefore, you have a lot of people that are not, you know, totally happy, and they're settling in their lives because they're trying to make the other person happy, but yet that person doesn't support where they want to go. And how many times have we, I'm pretty sure there's so many listeners right now that are probably nodding their head like, because this is such a normal thing in life. But that's why I wanted to call my company Living in Oneness, because we have to learn how to bring the more things that you can bring into alignment with what you want to accomplish, with coming to alignment in the areas of your life needs to support where you're going, the direction that you're going. If you are in a job that does not, you know, a 9-to-5, or you're doing a career that does not support who you are and your strengths and where you want to go, and it's actually pulling you away, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to live a fulfilled life. Only oneness can actually get you where you want to go and to live a fulfilled life. So what I do is I teach people, I help people identify what they want in life, first of all. Second of all, what are the things that are in life that are actually pulling them away from accomplishing that? And as many things as we possibly can do as far as aligning all the areas of their life to really focus in on where they want to go and what they want to accomplish, they can accomplish these things, you know, a lot faster and a lot more efficient, because now they've aligned every area of their life to support that one dream or that one goal.
But so, what if, okay, I'm going to argue this a little. What if you're, you know, you're in this job, but you want to quit so bad, but your finances don't allow you.
Right.
And then
right.
What if you're in this relationship with somebody and you love this person, but they don't support you, or they could be jealous because you have this dream or this, and they know that you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
So as far as the job goes, because I was in the very exact same situation with my job, you know. So I was, like I said before, I really started developing, you know, my business and writing my book, all this while I was in law enforcement. But I knew that wasn't fulfilling to me. And now when it comes that when it came down to wanting to now change my life, to create something new in my life, to reinvent myself, to become the person that I wanted to be and accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, sometimes it's just a mindset. Obviously, I need this job, right? Because it's paying my bills right now. I can't just walk away from it, you know, and some people can. Some people may have a, you know, maybe they have an outlet to where they can say, you know what, I can just quit this job cold turkey and go ahead. You know, some people can do that and just change direction. In my case, I could not do that because that's the job that was actually providing for my family and taking care of, you know, of my bills and keeping the roof over my head. So with me, it was a mindset shift. So with me, every time I went to work, in my mind, I said, you know, I'm going to work to sustain me, but all my extra time that I'm going to put, my extra time, my extra money, my extra resources that I'm going to be getting from this job, I'm going to use it to fuel where I want to go. So say for instance, I have, I can do a lot of overtime at my job, you know, when I was there. I would take that money and I would invest it in a certain program that I needed to do. So marketing, different marketing avenues or different marketing things that I can do to support my job. And every time when I was on lunch after work, I was researching, I was moving forward, I was doing a lot of different things. And at that point, in my mind, my job at that point was now supporting where I wanted to go because I could not be able to afford what I needed to afford to keep moving my dream forward. And so then it got to a point to where now that my entrepreneurship, my business, my company started to surpass the income, and now it got me to a place where I can leave because I started focusing on that. Now, when it comes to, say, for instance, relationships, and you know, this is obviously a very tough subject when you have someone, you know, a loved one that does not support you, that's not, you know, very supportive of who you are and what you want to accomplish. At this point, you really need to look at your priorities and where you want to go and what you want, where you want to be. And it's a very tough situation. I never tell people they need to leave their significant others. I never tell, you know, anyone those things. But, you know, but people grow. People grow. People start developing. You know, maybe one day when they first got together, they were happy and this is where you are mentally. You know, and but you start growing, you start learning, you start having new desires, you're starting to want to do more in your life. But that other, but your significant other's not moving, they're not growing, they're not developing, but you may be. So what do you do in those situations? You know, the first thing I would suggest to them is to obviously try to, you know, speak to your significant other, be very open to who you are and, you know, and how you're changing and where you want to go and how you want them to support you and how you want them to come with you. You have to kind of sell them the dream, if you know what I mean, you know, and how you're growing. And if they do love you, if they truly love you and really respect you and honor you, then they would support you. You know, they would do what they can to help. But, you know, that's not the situation every time. And at that point, you would almost have to make a decision. You can consistently say, hey, I'm not going to not, you know, be what I'm purposed to be, who I believe I'm purposed to be and go in the direction that I feel that I'm purposed to go. I'm not going to let you hold me down. I'm not going to let you stop me. But sometimes it takes a while, you know.
And then they'll see it. They'll see it sooner or later. Well, Trevon, I need to run. We need to run into a commercial, and I want to finish this topic. So we'll be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head and Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sitting here with Trevon Taylor. He is an international public speaker, entrepreneur, amazing young man, and he has a bestseller book out, Success Chasing You. Welcome back to my show, Trevon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kathy. Awesome for a second.
And also, too, let's finish what we were talking about the relationship when you have a dream and yes, when you have that dream and your companion is like, I don't think you should do that.
Right. You know, and it's so sad because, you know, that's usually the closest people to you can be the worst ones.
It can be not just your companion. It could be a family member. It could be your brother or sister or even a parent. But maybe they just fear. I think it's a sign of fear for you to fail. But that's what success is all about. Sometimes you fall down and you just brush yourself up and get back on.
Exactly. 100%. And, you know, and if you can, you know, for certain people, you know, obviously not for maybe some significant others, you can't take this advice, but, you know, for some people, maybe, you know, a distant friend or someone that's not directly in, like, say, in your household, you know, and if they're always, you know, looking down on your dream or where you want to go, once you get to that point of development, you want to achieve more, you know, I would always say, you know, just don't visit as often and don't stay as long. You know, you don't want to totally, you know, that's what I would say. You know, you don't want to constantly be around people that do not support you. And that's what living in oneness, once again, is all about. And sometimes, you know, the sad part about it is sometimes these people will organically begin to just fall away. Because, you know, as people know, you're the sum of the top five people that you spend the most of your time with. And sometimes when you grow, those groups of people that you used to spend a lot of time with, you're not compatible with them anymore. You think differently now. You've grown. You know, when you're in high school, you don't hang out with fourth graders. You know, that was in your mindset. Yeah, they were great then, but you're a lot older now. You've grown. You developed. And so that generally just happens that way.
How has becoming an entrepreneur affected your family life?
Mm-hmm. Well, now when I was in a 9-to-5 job, obviously, you know, it was the specific scheduling. You know, there was a certain scheduling. There was, you know, a certain, you know, budgeting. I knew exactly how much I was going to get when I was in the 9-to-5 in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And now, as far as my family goes, what it's done for my children, it's actually helped them to dream bigger. Because with my kids, my daughter is 19 years old, and she's actually working on her book right now, which is so awesome. She's at the University of Arizona right now, and she's doing absolutely wonderful. She actually changed her major. Since I became an entrepreneur and started doing more, I wrote my book, she changed her major from being from a computer science to creative writing because she wants to write books like her dad. And so that's super exciting. Yeah, I know. It's so great. It's so great. And my son, he's 14 years old. He's a freshman in high school, and he's on the honor roll in the Youth Honor Society. It has all kinds of honorary accolades for his grades and all the things that he's doing. But he wants to be a speaker. So a lot of places that I've gone to go speak, I would bring him up and allow him to speak as well and talk about his dreams and what he wants to do. And I'm telling you, he lights up a crowd. So he has such a great personality. And, you know, he's
watch
so
out,
amazing.
Dad.
So,
he's going to take your
books. Right.
So, you'll get more bookings than you will.
I'm telling you. And you know what? That's so cool, right? And that's what you expect. I always tell my son, I was like, you know what? So you're going to be better than me. You're going to be much better than me. You know,
you'll be his manager.
You'll
be his manager.
Yes, there you go. That's right. I'll book him. I'll do all the booking. So, but how it's affected my family life, obviously, as entrepreneur goes, you know, especially when you're first starting, it's tough.
It's
I'm
hard.
Not going to say it's the easiest thing in the world. It's very tough to change, you know, your mindset, your life. I mean, everything now depends on you. Everything now is your income comes from you. You know, is mm-hmm. how you're doing your business. Now you have to manage yourself.
Get up.
You have to manage your time.
You got to get up and get out that door.
That's right. It's not about now saying, oh, now I can just do what I want to do. Well, yeah, not yet. You know, first, I say, you know, at least 5 years. I mean, you've got to really grind. I mean, but you have to obviously make sure hopefully you have a good vehicle that is able to, that's scalable and duplicatable. I mean, if anyone's going to be an entrepreneur, that's the first thing I would let them know. Get into something that is scalable and duplicatable to where you don't have to be stuck doing it. When I call it golden handcuffs, you're doing this till you're 80 years old and it's your only source of income. Like, and you have not been able to duplicate it and you have not been able to scale it. So make sure that you get into a vehicle or you use your business and you develop employees as something that you can expand, as something that one day you can just let it run like a well-oiled machine. Create a system out of your business because you don't want to get caught in those golden handcuffs where you're doing this forever and you're stuck in it now. And now this is pretty much a glorified job. It's just that you're your own boss and you have no freedom because if you don't work, you don't eat. You know, but if you develop that, you know, early in your career, work hard initially, and it's going to take a while to see a profit. That's just the way it is. So we understand that. But once you get it going, you'll be sitting in a place, you know, that is, you know, very nice, that can take care of you for the rest of your life. Work hard the first 5 years and you do it the right way, you'll be golden. You'll be golden, and you'll be able to
have
that time.
I always wait until, I got to get that 3-year mark. I got to get that 3-year mark.
Yeah.
When you pass that 3-year mark and you keep going strong in your business, I mean, it comes quickly.
It does.
It's the first year is like, oh, I can't wait. The first year is over with. Can't wait.
Yeah.
And then it's the, you know, the second year, and oh, I can't wait to get that third year. And I heard it's like 3 years, and then you breathe. And it's 7 years. And once you make that 7-year mark as an entrepreneur in the same business, your dream, then don't keep changing. Because when you keep changing, you have to start all over again.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly.
Because it does. Mm-hmm. I've done that once. And I'm like, oh, what did I thinking. It's going to take me another year. But anyway, it takes time. And once you get that 7-year mark under your belt, you can walk around, you name your price. And it's not just that, but it feels good because you're helping others.
Yes, it does. It does.
As being an entrepreneur, it's not just going out making money, but you're also going out there helping others.
Yes. Oh, you hit it right on the nose, Kathy. And that's what's so, you have to have something that's fulfilling. It's not just about money. If you go around chasing money, then you're going to find that you're just going to be, what you call, running on a treadmill. You're going to be spinning your wheels. Because, you know, as money's coming in, it's going to be going out. And you're going to be constantly chasing money. You need to have a deeper meaning. You need to have a why. Why are you doing what you're doing? It needs to be about service. You almost have to get into something that, you know what, I can do this whether I make a lot of money or not, or whether I make a lot of good money at it or not. You know, because this is what I love to do. It's fulfilling. It makes me feel good. And that's what keeps you going. But it's so depressing when you're consistently trying to run after money. If you're in a place in a mindset where you're chasing after money, you're going to constantly be disappointed when the money doesn't come. And then it's going to demotivate you to consistently want to keep working and doing what you're doing. So
you ever meet people who have a hobby? I mean, they just said, oh, it's just my hobby, but they're making money and it's just a little part-time hobby. I said, quit your dang job and do this because you're doing really well. So, sometimes some people just need that entrepreneur kick in the butt.
In the backside
and say, hey, you know, do it. I have this friend. She's really good at finding antiques and reselling it. She's so darn good. And I go, well, then keep doing it. And she makes good money at it. And I'm like, well, then do it. But, you know, she's getting there. She'll get it. She'll get the hint. But anyway, and I like your book for everybody out there. Mm-hmm. They can get this book on Amazon everywhere, right?
Yes, they can. And they can also get a free copy of it. If they were to go to TravonTaylor.com, T-R-A-V as in Victor, O-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R.com, they can get a free copy of the book. Also, I can give them a downloadable copy of Lion Magazine. It's a magazine that I published.
That's a good magazine. I was really impressed with that. That's, for everyone who's listening, that is a very sharp, clean cut. It's amazing. Good stories in there about people achieving, entrepreneur. It's really, really a good book. And I've been trying to really see, I can see his face, but remember that gentleman you introduced me to at, Think Rich, Rich Thinking, that program. What was his name?
John Shin.
Yes. That guy is amazing.
He is an
entrepreneur all the way. I'm so impressed with him. He said to me, Kathy, keep going to coffee shops. Keep sitting there every day. I don't care if you drink 5 cups of coffee. Just keep doing it. I drink 5 cups of coffee. We'll be up all night. We'll be up all night. He was just like, remember what did he say? Just keep going. Just keep booking those appointments and just keep going until you achieve your success with your clients.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I do. And you know that he is my mentor, John Shin. I'm telling you, he's so amazing. I'm at his house, at least a couple times a week. We're there till like maybe 3 in the morning, just talking, masterminding.
Did he tell him that you're coming on my show?
You know, I did tell him. I did tell him. I sure did. He may be listening now. So that would be so cool if he was. So I think he was looking to bring him on with me.
Is he really jealous that you're on my show?
Oh, yeah. He should be. I'd be like, I made it to the Kathy Lee Parker show before you.
But anyway, I think you're a dynamite young man, and I see a big future. I see it's a Tony Robbins out there, another one of Tony Robbins.
Oh, thank you.
You know, he's an amazing speaker, but you have a different you get that audience going. I was just really impressed when saw you out there on stage. And but what is your greatest fear? You know, we all have one. I mean,
yes, we do.
Or do you have many?
So, I would say my greatest fear is not, I would say really, I can say really getting to a point or a mental place to where I'm not, or getting to a place where maybe of giving up or not achieving my, I'm not going to say not achieving my goals because it's kind of, you know, it's a different mindset, but as far as like giving up or, getting to a place where I'm falling into like a mental slump of, you know, laziness or not being able to like, you know, I don't want to, you know, do this or that, you know, or I don't want, you know, I don't, I'm giving up on this. I'm going back to a 9-to-5 or, you know, and, you know, not feeling fulfilled and like getting bored with what I'm doing. And that I think that's be one of my, my biggest things. Now I'm very adventurous. I'm not afraid to try things. I'm one of those guys that would jump off the cliff and grow and build a plane on the way down. That's the way I am, you know. So that doesn't fear me. It's taking chances does not fear me. But when I get to a place of stop growing, when I get to a place where I put complacency and laziness, you know, that's something that I'm like, avoid that like the plague, you know, I would say is my biggest fear, you know, and it's, but although I've never, you know, everyone has those days where like, I really don't feel like it today, you know, I wake up like, I want to sleep in a few more hours, you know, knowing that I have a lot still to do. I have a long, you know, checklist of things I need to accomplish or whatever the case is, but I don't want to get to the place where I'm so comfortable with all the finances, the money that I've brought in and all that stuff. And I just get demotivated and say, you know, I have everything I want financially. I have all this stuff. I have a nice house, I have cars, I have all this stuff. And then just not want to grow anymore. So my biggest thing is to make sure that I do not get complacent. Do not
get complacent. I don't see that in you.
Hungry.
I don't see that.
No, I don't see it in
you. You got a big smile and you're ready to go out there and cut into the world, be part of it. How do you generate new ideas?
You know what? I generate new ideas through, I would say, meditation. Meditation.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Very relaxed.
That is a good idea. You know, I meditate on things like, okay, what am I doing and where am I going to go? How can I now get, more clients? How can I now get a new audience? Where can I go now? I just came up with a great new idea, you know, last night. I'm putting on a great event in LA and I'm really excited about that. And I've already gotten a lot of great response from that event that I'm putting on, where we're going to be teaching myself and John Shannon actually going to be teaching together on a bunch of financial concepts and things of that nature. So I'm very excited about that. But I do a meditation.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
The morning. Yeah, in the morning I don't pick up my phone first thing. You know, I think, you know, what am I doing for that day? And before I go to bed at night, I like to meditate, you know, and then listen to people and then listen to motivational, read books of obviously. And
do you ever lean on the higher power? When I mean some people call God or the universe or spiritual method?
100%. That's a big part of my meditation. Meditation and prayer go hand in hand. Meditation and prayer. You know, the 13th principle of Think and Grow Rich is the sixth sense. The sixth sense, and that, which means that, you know, that hearing from God, hearing that still small voice, hearing from the universe, whatever you'd like to call it, but there is a greater power. There's a greater voice that speaks to you, and you don't know where that idea came from. But when you open your heart and your mind to it, these ideas drop down into your spirit and say, wow, where did that idea come from? And it's inspired. And in the word inspire, you know, inspire means in spirit. When you break it up, it's in spirit, which goes way beyond us. You know, and that those ideas drop in your spirit, and you say, "Wow, where did that idea come from?" And when you feel that, and you feel that nudge inside of you, you should pursue it. You should move forward because there's the universe is calling for you to create something and bring something new into the world, and that's what's created in meditation.
Mm-hmm. How do you define success?
You know, I define success as finding your true superpower, finding your purpose, finding what it is that you were created to do, and then sharing that with the world. Mm-hmm. Your success and everything that you need for success is already inside of you. And that was one of the things that I realized a lot earlier on, when I first started my journey as far as entrepreneurship and coming up with my business and personal development. Is the first thing I was doing initially, I was trying to find success outside of myself. I tried all these different companies. I tried this, I tried that, I tried real estate, I tried all these different things. But the thing is, it was taking me outside of myself. I was looking for success outside of myself. And that's what the purpose of my book, Success Chasing You, because the synopsis of the book is to find that superpower, to find that purpose inside of yourself, inside of you. What God gave you or what the universe gave you to share with the world. And when you learn how to do that, you know, success will chase you and you don't have to go looking for it. It will hunt you down like a predator, like that lion predator, right? With it all ties together. It'll hunt you down. So success is finding your purpose, finding your power, finding your passion.
Okay, that's wonderful. But what about you? Because I'm trying to pull that out of you.
Yes, yes, yes. What
success? It's you. I want to know about you. What pulled you out, you know, that, you know, define success? Besides writing a book and, you know, is it meditating or is it, you know, being in the Marines? What really made you? Well, I think being in Marines it's not a bad idea. I mean, you went in what 17? Mm-hmm. That gave you structured, and then the rest is up to you what you do with it. Yeah. And you went out, did real estate, you did other businesses, but you weren't happy. But I think what you need to find success. What makes you success? So, is it public speaking? What makes you success?
What makes me success is what I feel my success is being able to take, you know, my speaking, being able to reach people. It's the gift that I have is be able to really speak to people and connect to people in their soul, like to influence people. And I use that gift and its power. It's a power. It's like a superpower. Like I talk about superpowers a lot. I talk about superheroes and finding your superpower. My superpower is the gift of influence. And I can help people to find, you know, themselves, to find their purpose, find their happiness, find, you know, who they are, to influence, to help them to make the moves and the decisions that they need to make to be able to really bring that out of them. And to really, you know, build success out of them. And that's what I consider what my success is. That is what I consider my superpower. And when I found that in speaking, when I found out that I could influence people, I found this out when I was a Marine, when I was a Marine recruiter. I was a really darn good recruiter because I love the Marine Corps because of what it's done for me. It was true to me. It was real to me. And I know it changed me. It changed my life. It changed my mindset. And so me and being able to, you know, put that same, you know, energy into a young kid who's lost, who doesn't know where to go, what to do, and he needs some structure in his life.
I think it gave you some value in life. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head and Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Is your power bill so high you can't see straight? I can help you out with that. This is Rick Cove, owner of LED Installation Solutions. I can cut your power bill in half and give you more light. Give us a call for your free consultation. 801-623-1246. Again, this is Rick Cove, 801-623-1246.
Hey everyone, this is Rachel, owner of Club 90 in Sandy, Utah, and we've been providing great entertainment since 1979. This year, Club 90 will be celebrating our 40-year anniversary on Saturday, December 7th. This huge party will be emceed by Mark Cobell, news anchor at KUTV Channel 2. Club 90 has great food, serving lunch and dinner daily and breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, with daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. There's great entertainment and events daily, including live bands, DJs, karaoke, and so much more. If you're looking for a place for your upcoming private event, company party, or fundraiser, Club 90 has plenty of space and private rooms for rental, as well as catering. Club 90 is located at 9065 South Monroe Street in Sandy, just off of I-15, and we're open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can visit us on our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram at Club 90 SLC, or give us a call at 801-566-3254.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm sitting here with Trevon Taylor. He is an international public speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and he has a bestseller New York Times book out called Success Chasing You. Trevon, tell me, what do you believe are the three selling needs to be an entrepreneur?
Oh, wow, the three powerful needs that you need to be an entrepreneur. First of all, I would have to say that you have to have a discipline. You have to understand that discipline is not a bad word. You know, people look at discipline and saying like, oh, no, discipline's bad. I mean, it's trouble. It really doesn't. It means being able to understand the sacrifices that you're making today to have a better tomorrow. And that's all discipline is. So number one, I would say, discipline. Number two, you just have to have, I would definitely say that a burning desire. You have to have that why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why do you want to develop what you want to develop? Well, you know, why is it so important for you to give this service to the world? And it has to be strong enough to consistently drive you and keep you moving forward, even when you don't feel like you're making the money or you're getting the results that you're looking for. You have to have that strong desire. And the biggest third thing I would say is, I mean, I could say so many things. I mean, I could talk about faith. I can talk about all kinds of things like that. But I would definitely say you have to be, open to, I would say the mastermind. What I mean by that is getting help. Understand that success does not come alone. You have to find people. You have to surround yourself with people who've been there, getting a mentor. You have to be open and coachable. That's the word. That's the third trait. Coachable. Because there are people that are, people that are out there that have done it, that are being very successful in everything that they're doing and what they're doing in entrepreneurship. And you have to be able to be open-minded to be able to go to these individuals who have been there and done that and allow, you know, and find a mentor and be coachable. Do it, you know, follow a lot of the lead that's out there for you. I mean, obviously you have to be your own entrepreneur, you know, and you have to be yourself. I'm not saying totally mimic or become, you know, someone else. But it's so important to understand the traits and what they had to do to get where they are. So being open and coachable is so important.
Okay, I need to ask one more. What do you believe is the most important principle of Think and Grow Rich?
Wow. I would probably say principle number two, which is faith. You have to believe that you can do it. You have to believe that you can accomplish. If you do not have a belief, that knowing deep down inside that it can be done and you will do it, you won't be able. You'll fall away. You'll allow other things to distract you and pull you away. As soon as you fall and scrape your knee, you know, if you're constantly practicing trying to ride a skateboard or riding, you know, something new, you know, skates, and you fall and you scrape your knee, if you don't see yourself and don't visualize yourself succeeding and being the best skateboarder or knowing, you know, or being able to ride on those skates, you know, successfully without falling, even though you're falling right now, if you don't believe and see it, because that's what faith is, it's seeing in your heart, in your mind's eye, and deep down inside, you see it happening, yet you're not experiencing it in real life yet, but you see it. You see it and you know it's there. And it's
Who's your number one mentor that you use?
I would definitely say it is John Shin.
He's amazing. Amazing. I'm going to use him too. So he's, and I like you too. So I like what you have to say as well. And I'd be calling on you for some good advice. And I believe in that. I have a little bit of a business coach, and I call her once, and, you know, I meet with her like twice a month, and she helps me. And it's nice to have that input. But I'm still looking for more, you know, she's on my basic skills. But anyway, so tell me, what book or books inspire you the most?
Well, I can easily always call back to the Bible. Definitely the Bible. There's so much wisdom, and obviously, you know, in the Bible, when whether you're, you know, religious or not, a Christian or not, or whatever, there's still so much you can take away from there. All the success principles are based there. The wisdom of the world is you can find it there. But besides the Bible, I would say definitely, you know, Think and Grow Rich. One of the best personal development books that ever in existence.
I one of those books, and I had John sign it, but I gave it away to somebody. And I'm like, why did I do that? I need a book.
Sweet of you,
but I will get another one from him. I'll get another one from him.
Yes,
but
you will. I'll make sure you do.
I did. I gave it to some people when I went over to India, and I said, read this book, and they were like all over it. So they were like passing it around in the office. So, where are you going to be at so that people can meet you? Where's your next gig, public speaking? And where's the Think and Grow Rich seminars at? You know, give me a spill here.
Yes, so the next Think and Grow Rich is actually going to be in January. It's going to be in Florida.
Florida.
It's going to be in Florida. Unfortunately, I don't have the address with me right now, the venue. But if you go to thinkandgrowrichworldtour.com, if you look there, it should be posted there on where we're going to be, thinkandgrowrichworldtour.com. You can find the Think and Grow Rich Tour.
Now, say that one more time. Say that one more time and go really slow so they can write it down.
Think and Grow Rich World Tour.com.
All right. Okay, and then they can find where you're going to be at. Oh, January, yeah. Florida in January. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get out of the cold. And
yes.
Get but some I'll be warm speaking,
weather. My next event is I'll be speaking in next week with my event that I'm going to be putting on. It's going to be called the it's going to be put on through my company, Lion Living in Oneness. It's called Elite Financial Network, and that's going to be at the Center Club in Costa Mesa, California.
Okay.
So if you would like to come there, yeah, it's a very fancy club, very nice, very high-end, and I'm going to be feeding people there, too. It's going to be great. So
and
I'm gonna,
to repeat that one more time, how can they find you again?
Yes, it's going to be Center Club, C-E-N-T-E-R, Club, and that's going to be in Costa Mesa, California. And the way they can actually, they can register to come there at tinyurl.com/EliteLion, ELITELION.
.com.
So tinyurl.com/EliteLion.
Is that the main website to find wherever you're at? Because if they can't make it to that event, they can find you somewhere else, right?
Yes, and they can. You can just look on TrayvonTaylor.com, and it'll have my events on there.
Okay, I'm getting flagged down. The show is over. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. You are amazing,
no,
and I want to get you to come back again.
So yeah, for sure. I'd love
maybe
it.
Maybe in a couple of months.
It.
You know, I'm sure my audience would love to hear more from you. And maybe we can bring John on as well.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great. He would love it.
Hi, John. You're jealous because Trevon's on.
So, yep.
Yeah. I had to rub that into him. But anyway, thank you so much for coming on my show. And I have to close. So thank you for everyone for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.